An Australian researcher says it's highly likely that at least 11 people have died this year as a direct result of Victoria's Hazelwood mine fire. The research examined data dating back to 2009, and it found there was an increase in deaths after the fire in neighbouring suburbs. The author says the fire is also likely to have caused many serious health conditions, some of which will take time to develop symptoms. Sarah Sedgie reports.
In February this year, a large and relentless fire broke out at the Hazelwood open cut mine, southeast of Melbourne. It burned for more than a month, blanketing the town of Morwell in ash and smoke. Some people left home and businesses slowed. But Adrian Barnett from the Queensland University of Technology says the most serious consequences were from the pollution caused by the fire.
They were extremely high levels. They're the sorts of levels you get in industrial cities in China. And those people were at those levels or near about for 2 months. So you're kind of getting the exposure that you possibly would have got over 5-10 years crammed into 2 months.
By examining 4 years' worth of data on death rates, he says the fire is likely to be responsible for the spike in fatalities.
I was able to examine whether the monthly numbers of deaths during the fire, February to March this year, were unusually high. And my estimate was there's an 89% probability that the death rate during that time was higher than average. And that was about a 15% increase in deaths, which translates to about 11 extra deaths for the four postcodes for the 2 months.
The data was collected from four suburbs closest to the fire, and he's expecting residents to develop serious ailments.
I would fully expect there to be lots of other problems, including increased admissions to hospital for respiratory and cardiovascular events, increased asthma attacks, potentially problems with pregnant women, including an increased risk of preterm birth and stillbirth, and then other consequences such as lung damage, asthma attacks. There's lots of things in the air pollution. There's lots of different gases. There's carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, and then particulate matter, which can contain all sorts of nasties and heavy metals.
Professor Barnett is urging authorities to consider the health problems residents are currently suffering.
What I've been looking at and what I think could be looked at straight away is the acute effects. So air pollution tends to have two effects. It either gets you straight away, so, you breathe in the pollution, and if you have enough of a dose, the stress on your cardiovascular system can cause a heart attack instantly. Or if you've breathed it in and it's caused some long-term damage, and then that may lead to problems in the future that we might not see for years to come. So there are two different things going on. I think so far there's a plan to look at the long-term effects, but I certainly think the short-term effects deserve more attention.
A report into the fire found the relocation advice given to residents came too late and that the mine operator was not properly prepared to deal with the fire.
Sarah Sedgie with that report.